It's the Rook here on a spring Monday afternoon in Garage Logic. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment is here. And John, there's a lot to talk about in the newspaper, and the news, social media. What have you brought to the table for garage logicians? You always have a little wild card, so I'm wondering what you're working on today.
Well, let me start by asking you a question, Rookie. When you think about fish or seafood that you associate with Minnesota, what comes to mind?
I'd have to go with our tried and true walleye.
How about shrimp?
No. Shrimp? Do you say shrimp?
Shrimp.
Minnesota River shrimp? No, that's not out of there. Why do you bring up shrimp?
Because there are bills right now in the Minnesota House and Minnesota Senate to subsidize the growing of shrimp here in Minnesota. In fact, to subsidize shrimp producers to the tune of 69 cents per pound of shrimp, up to $5 million a year, and also exempt shrimp producers in Minnesota from sales and use taxes.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Somebody thought it was a good idea to... We have nothing to do with shrimp. What, they want to subsidize growing shrimp in Minnesota?
Yeah, of course, shrimp
what?
Are saltwater creatures.
Yes.
We don't have a drop of saltwater in Minnesota. Now, look, Ricky, this might be a great idea. For all I know, there's a guy out by Marshall. Obviously, there's a company that wants to do this.
Sure.
And they've got the political clout to get these bills introduced into the legislature by local legislators. But here's the real point, Rookie. This might be a great idea. It might make tons of money. If it's a great idea, it sounds crazy, but if it's a great idea, get some investors.
Right. Isn't that the American way? You'd get the investors. They're going to want a little ROI, and then it's not subsidized. On a subsidy, do you have to pay it back if the business fails?
Oh, if the business fails, it's just too bad.
Right.
There's no personal guarantee. There's no collateral. And so all across Minnesota, many, hundreds of businesses are being started all the time. The vast majority of them do not get subsidies from the state. Now, if this business is a great idea, get investors, go to the bank, get a loan.
Yes.
But there's no reason why a business like this should be singled out by the state for up to $5 million a year.
Who would
in
come
cash.
Up with this?
Well, Rookie, you're looking at them right here. We're talking about you and me. And by the way, Rookie, these are Republican legislators that have introduced these bills in both the House and the Senate.
That shocks me. Shrimp in Minnesota. I understand that, yes, let's have fresh, great shrimp, but we already have businesses in place. They're probably going to be out east, and that's where we get our shrimp from now, but I don't understand it. What can we do quickly?
Well, call your legislator and say, wait a minute, time out. There's no reason why the state should be subsidizing businesses. If the business is a good idea, get investors or get a bank loan, but don't come to the taxpayers.
Find out more. Center of the American Experiment online at americanexperiment.org. Shrimp.